question for today is, what does it mean to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling? Philippians 2 verse 12. While Christ is our Saviour, the author of our salvation, and certainly paid the penalty for our sins for us, he died for us in our stead, we must accept what he has done, believe him, and work together with him. God does not do it all for us. Our humble cooperation is a requirement. Work out your own salvation simply means we are involved in our own salvation process, implying that it should be every Christian's duty to abide by, submit, and be humbly obedient to God and his commandments. With fear and trembling, lest we should live in sin, 1 John 3 verse 4, and ultimately miss out on eternal life. This does not save us or earn salvation. That is entirely a gift by the grace of God, but is nonetheless a requirement. If there were nothing to do, why the necessity of repenting and overcoming? By analogy, if I were to hold out $1,000 bill to you and say, "Dear sir or madam, this is a free gift. It is entirely yours. All I require is that you get up out of your chair, walk across the room and take it from my hand," your complying does not earn it. It is still a free gift. Likewise, our obedience to God does not earn salvation, but it simply is a character developing requirement. In 1 John 2 verse 4 we learn, "He that saith, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 Peter 1 verse 4 to 10 shows the necessity of effort. "Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall."